This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stefan Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio. And welcome to another sub segment of fictional women around the world. I believe there will be two from me this month. Because that is our May tradition.
It is the May tradition.
It is. And yes, we are talking about a Star Wars character. Today is May the 4th as we record it. I've been having the time of my life. Unfortunately, though, I actually have a job, so I can't, just read fan fiction and buy all the stuff I don't need that's on sale today heart so desires. But
I just busted Christina's eardrums. Sorry.
No, it was just funny because people are like, are you celebrating? And I was like, I mean, I would, but I got this job.
That I'd be talking about Star Wars on.
Yes, I love my job. Please don't. But it has been hard. It's been temptation all day.
All day, huh?
Yes, all day. I woke up early. I've already watched one of the movies.
Oh, so wow. Good. Are you preparing for tonight? Okay.
Yeah, because we're going to see Empire Strikes Back in theaters tonight. I may or may not have already watched Empire Strikes Back today, ooh, but I've got a system. I've got a plan.
Okay.
So today we're talking about Finnick Shand. Standard disclaimer about canon. This one's actually not as complicated because she's a newer character. But Star Wars canon is messy. It's gone through several revisions. It's gone through several retcons, which I realize I use that word a lot and I don't explain it. It's basically when people go back and change a storyline to make it make sense. So they... retroactive change. And also, there will be spoilers for, I guess, The Mandalorian, Bad Batch, and The Book of Boba Fett, which I mentioned recently I was going to talk about a show I didn't like. This is it. I really did not like Book of Boba Fett. I really, really didn't. I'm like underplaying how much I didn't like it. And it is pretty rare for me to dislike something in the Star Wars universe as much as I disliked it, because I have a pretty forgiving limit. I will defend things I don't even like that much, but I'll be like, okay. But once you pass it, you passed it. And this one did it for me. I was literally like a show somebody made to specifically piss me off. However, it has nothing to do with Finnick, who I think is one of the best parts of the show, if not the best part of the show. And if you liked it, no judgment at all from me, for real. I just want to put that up
there. I feel like there was a lot of people just not liking it.
Yeah, but I feel
they
like...
they still love Boba Fett.
Exactly. And I feel like that was more... I feel like the issue one of the big things when I tell people that I didn't like it, they always bring up certain things. I'm like, that had nothing to do with it. they're always like, that guy who did the spin. And I'm like, no, people do ridiculous spins in Star Wars all the time. I don't care about that. But I do think, because that character, and I've been pretty open about it, I never really got why people loved him so much. But I was going to be open-minded for the show. And I was excited about, like, the actor. But he was never my character. But dudes especially, I'll say, really loved him. Mm-hmm. I think it was a costuming thing, but whatever. I think the toy was really cool.
Yeah, as an outsider looking in, I was like, why? He's barely in this. I'm very confused about him as a character.
Yes, exactly. So I think a lot of people were angry because they really loved that character. And then, like, he's not in almost two episodes. I don't know. I get it, but also I think there's a kind of level of fan toxicity that is not what I'm talking about when I say I don't like it, but I think is what a lot of people were talking about when they said they didn't like it. Okay. Yes, just to be clear. But I did. I loved Finnick in it. And I do love Ming-Na Wen and Mark Hamill geeking out over each other. I think that's very cute. Yeah.
I love Ming-Na Wen so much.
Yes. Finnick Shand is portrayed by Ming-Na Wen and is a human woman, master assassin / mercenary / bounty hunter. I love how I have to specify human. It sounds so weird, but in the Star Wars universe, yeah. She is primarily a sniper, but in general, I wouldn't with her. She was first introduced in season 1, episode 5 of The Mandalorian in 2019. And would go on to appear in the second season in The Book of Boba Fett and in The Bad Batch. Her name is based on the Finnick fox, which thrives in the desert. So during the reign of the Galactic Empire, she worked for some of the most dangerous and powerful crime syndicates. She worked her way up the ranks and earned a name for herself as a ruthless and skilled mercenary. Because of this, she was given a lot of the most lucrative and difficult bounties. One of her first was hunting down the clone Omega from the Bad Batch, who tried to get her to join the Bad Batch before realizing who Shand was and why she was there. Finnick did say that was the best offer she'd gotten in a long time. This led her to fight it out with Cad Bane, another bounty hunter who I hate, I despise. And now I think because of the cowboy hat is loosely based on Dave Filoni.
You really do hate that character. Like, you yell at the TV. I've seen you.
I hate him. So when he showed up, I was
so,
like,
mad.
Oh, no.
You were so mad.
I was furious. Oh, it was like one of the last dominoes of, like, okay. This is not for me.
I forgot, because every time he popped up, he would just get angrier.
Yeah, I really don't like him. Again, apologies to anyone who does. I'm not here to... I'm just saying my own opinion, and that is it. I will not bother you about yours.
Quite funny.
Finnick ultimately did not succeed, but it did knock her down, and she worked for other big criminal syndicates like the Hutts. When the Empire, and therefore most of her employers, fell, she was forced to go on the run. She had to take less than reputable bounties where she could. And, of course, she ended up on Tatooine, because that's where everyone ends up, and is now hunted by bounty hunters, including Din Djarin, a.k.a. the Mandalorian, who had heard of her and hesitated on chasing after her because he knew how deadly she was. And a newbie named Toro Calican. So basically, this Toro guy was like, help me out. I want to get this Finnick Shand. And Din Djarin was like, you are new to the game if you're going after Finnick Shand. She put up a really good fight because they did end up working together, Din and Toro. But they eventually overpowered her. Shand attempted to convince Calican to turn on Djarin, but he shot her and left her to die, citing her own advice that you can't trust anyone. After being left for dead, she was rescued by Boba Fett, a process that involved a lot of cybernetics. Now indebted to Boba Fett, she joined him as his partner in crime in his quest to become the Daimo, basically the king of Tatooine or the mayor of Tatooine. Oh. It depends on your politics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Together, they go to Tython in search of Fett's armor. The Mandalorian had come into possession of the armor on Tatooine. And they make a deal that they would help Mando get his foundling, Grogu, back after he'd been captured by Imperial remnants led by Moff Gideon in return for the armor. Because if you have not watched any of The Mandalorian, armor is very, very important. Although, oh gosh, people fight about whether or not Boba Fett is a Mandalorian. But it was his father's armor, and it was important to him, okay? All right, so once the mission was successful, Fennec and Fett return to Tatooine, and they take control of Jabba the Hutt's former palace by killing Bib Fortuna, who's in Return of the Jedi. Fett tells Fennec that he intends to rule with respect, to which Fennec says, sometimes fear is a sure bet. And it isn't smooth sailing at all. There are a lot of folks trying to fill the vacuum left by Jabba and take power for themselves. Fennec and Fett attempt to make alliances, but many of their allies are killed by a rival group. Fennec proved herself time and time again to be a powerful ally in hand-to-hand combat, weaponry, and strategy, though she was generally much more suspicious than Fett. Like, she's always saying things like, the only person you can trust is yourself, is constantly playing on the fact that you can't trust others. And yeah, that is something that did almost get her killed that one time. Fett and her sort of balance each other out in that way, I guess. She was pretty convincing in swaying people to serve their cause, too, whether through words or resources or exchanges. They gather their allies and go to war with the Pike Syndicate. And with the help of pinch hitters like Mando and Grogu, they succeed. And I guess Fett is ruler? I don't know.
That's what it looked like.
I don't know.
I was confused.
Because I feel like he's only for that one area, which seems like a lot to just rule that one part of Tatooine. But whatever. Well, they go on this mission to Blackspire Outpost to take out any stragglers of the Syndicate. And yes, Blackspire Outpost being Disney World, essentially, where you go. And I think you can see Fennec Shand and Boba Fett as character encounters there. But yes, they go there and they find more people to join them. Though her debt to Fett was long repaid, she decided to stick with him.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands. Not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly boring since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
I wanted to put this note about Ming-Na Wen's stunt doubles because I found a lot of stuff about that. So she has two. There's Lauren Mary Kim, who does several Star Wars characters, actually, not just Fennec Shand. And then there's Ming Chiu. And here's a quote about her And I had an incredible stunt double, Ming Chiu. She's a wushu master, and I've been with her for over 10 years now. And she's been my trainer, my confidant, my ball buster. I love her to death. And definitely, you know, she's my incredible mentor, my sensei. So I just love that. Mm-hmm. And then this is a snippet from an interview, from like a preview of an interview that she did for StarWars.com, I think. And the snippet said about Ming-Na Wen. She talks about seeing Luke Skywalker on the big screen and identifying with him, her and Dave Filoni being from the same town and going to the same high school, which I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that either. Interesting.
Yes. And then I found a really interesting article about the trope of a man literally fixing a woman, like molding her out of clay or what have you, and how Fennec's story subverts that in a lot of ways, because she's not portrayed as a sex doll, which is usually what they're doing. And she wears combat-friendly, useful attire. She isn't romantically involved with Fett. I'll put yet in here, but that didn't seem like it was going to happen.
I hope not. That'd be weird.
No, it would be, but you never know. And Fett saved her because he respected her skills and wanted her help. So kind of, it was interesting. It was an interesting article about that. And then I will say with this character and with a lot of the newer women characters, especially that have been introduced, there was a lot written about the importance of costuming in terms of, you know, this is actually like an outfit you would wear if you were a bounty hunter, as mm-hmm. opposed to like the sexy, whatever, not useful thing.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that is really interesting. And people love this costume. There was a lot of breakdowns about the costume. So
yes,
very cool. Very cool. And I'm sure Fennec will be around. We'll see what happens next, what she gets into next. But for now, that is the end of this fictional woman around the world. But if you have any suggestions for other people we should highlight, please let us know. You can email us at stephaniemomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok @StuffMomNeverToldYou. You can also find us on YouTube, and we have a book you can pre-order @StuffYouShouldReadBooks.com. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
Thank y'all.
Yes. And thanks to you for listening. Steph Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.